The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Doom, 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 gloom, 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 bad, bad, bad news. That seems to be the recurring tone of the newscasts. Morning, afternoon, evening, more people dying. Just so much doom and gloom, negative, negative. Well, there's some good news, actually, in the news. In fact, quite a bit of it. I came across this headline this morning, and I thought, wow, that's wonderful. Here's the headline. Record number of abortion pill reversal calls to pro-life ministry amid COVID-19 crisis. And when I read that headline, I thought, they're talking about Heartbeat International right here in Columbus. And sure enough, I read the story, and yes. In fact, here is the first sentence. A record number of calls have been received by the Abortion Pill Rescue Network, which helps women seeking to reverse the effects of the abortion pill. And that is an outreach of Heartbeat International. That is good news. And to help share that good news with us, I have on the line Cindy Boston, who is vice president of Heartbeat International. Cindy, welcome.
Well, hello there. It's great to be with you. And you know what? It may be gloomy in Ohio with rain and cold, but we're saving lives today through Heartbeat International across the globe.
Yeah. Amen to that. Amen to that. If I remember correctly, approximately 3,000 babies a week are saved through Heartbeat International and the Action Line, correct?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, who knew that all we have to do is get involved in some way and we can make such a tremendous impact for women and babies and families and family trees for that matter.
Yeah, absolutely. This story from the Christian Post deals with the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. Cindy, walk us through how Heartbeat International became associated with and then actually took over the Abortion Pill Rescue Network.
Sure. Dr. George Delgado developed a process at the request of a woman who started an abortion with chemical abortion pills. It's a two-pill process. You take the first pill, and then 24 to 48 hours, you take the second pill. She started the first pill, but then she decided she didn't want to take the second pill and begged him to help her figure out how to save her baby. Mm-hmm. And he indeed developed a process for women where two-thirds of the babies whose mamas start the chemical abortion process can actually be reversed. The abortion can be reversed even as the abortion has begun. We can stop the abortion and reverse it and save the life of the child. And in many ways, save so many things for the mom at the same time. Dr. Delgado asked us to take over that process. He had built a small network, and he knew Heartbeat had a big network. And so we've been able to grow what he had done and build on his shoulders and take that and really spread it across the globe. We have I think 16 to 19 countries now that are doing abortion pill rescue. We have abortion pill rescue calls every single day of the week. Women who want to reverse an abortion as they're taking medical abortion, which is a chemical process, we can help them now. We can save those babies.
Well, you know, I think one of the most exciting things that ever happened in the pro-life movement was ultrasound. And we now know that if a woman, a pregnant woman, will have an ultrasound, approximately 80% of them will change their mind and determine to save the baby, 80%. In reading this story today, I am reading that if a woman calls your network, the Abortion Pill Rescue Network, that 80% of those will actually start the reversal process. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. We have been fine-tuning. We got some funding to fine-tune our processes, our protocols, our staff. We grew our staff substantially in the programming that it takes to really support a medical network like what we now have built. And we've upped our game as far as how we respond, how quickly we can respond, how many nurses are on board at any given moment so that access is given. We've expanded the numbers of doctors who are actually able to prescribe the protocol. Which is just simply progesterone. It's a progesterone treatment for weeks or months. And we've expanded the number of life-affirming pregnancy health organizations that provide this long-term support. So it's amazing to see the miracles that are happening. So 80% of the women who have already started the abortion pill, the first one out of two, 80% of those women will choose to start the reversal. And we know out of the 80% who start the reversal, two-thirds of those will be able to carry their baby to term and hold them for the first time.
My goodness. And I understand that many, if not most, of the women who actually call you folks actually call from the abortion facility parking lot. It is there. The regret is that immediate?
Yes, we see immediate regret. We have many women who have called us from the abortion clinic. In fact, I have a story about Easter weekend. On Good Friday, while abortions were happening on Good Friday, if you can only imagine that,
yeah.
A woman drove 3 hours in the state of Arkansas to obtain her chemical abortion pill pack. Mm-hmm. She took the first pill, and immediately, it says within a few minutes, she had immediate regret, and she stopped, looked up how to reach, you know, to see if there was a reversal process, found Heartbeat's option line and Abortion Pill Rescue. We answered the phone line through option line. She got to Abortion Pill Rescue with a nurse, and we were able to get her to a doctor within 15 minutes of her location who had off-hour number, who was able to drive over to her office and meet that woman there immediately and begin the protocol. 3 days later, her baby, who had been started in an abortion, had a thriving heartbeat in the ultrasound scan. That's an Easter miracle, right?
I should say so. So a woman in Arkansas calls the action line in the Abortion Pill Rescue Network in Columbus, Ohio. Your folks find a doctor in Arkansas to help her, and her baby is saved.
That's exactly right. Heartbeat Abortion Pill Rescue Network is an amazing thing. And people can find out more information by going to abortionpillreversal.com. That's an easy way to find out more information. And it's great. Spread the word. Post us on social media, because women don't know oftentimes that they can reverse a chemical abortion that they've already started.
Well, give us the information again, Cindy. Repeat that, because our time is just about up, but I want our listeners to know how they can get a hold of you folks and how and what they can tell other people.
Sure. Heartbeatinternational.org is a great reference point for many things, but if they want to go straight to abortionpillreversal.com, they can find information out about how we can help women reverse a chemical abortion after it's already started. It's an amazing process, and it's certainly a privilege every day to provide the help that women need that are desperately trying to reverse an abortion.
AbortionPillReversal.com, Heartbeat International, right here in Columbus. That's why we are just so honored here at WRFD and Bob Burney Live to partner with Heartbeat every year. And it's one of the highlights of my year, Cindy, when we can walk beside you and partner with you to save so many thousands and thousands and thousands of babies through Option Line and Heartbeat International. God bless you and all of the folks there at Heartbeat.
Thanks for helping us save lives. God bless.
It is my pleasure. Cindy Boston, Vice President of Heartbeat International. And again, it is abortionpillreversal.com. All right, stay tuned. Bob Burney Live will continue.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I have no idea what it takes to recall the mayor of New York City, but residents of one of the nation's largest cities should probably look into it. Mayor de Blasio is just totally, completely out of control and has no concept of the Constitution whatsoever. You remember a couple of weeks ago, he ordered all churches closed, period. No gatherings, nope, none whatsoever. Close your doors, you can't meet. And he warned churches that disobeyed his order that they might permanently seize the property of the church. Folks, that has never happened in American history. Used to happen in the Soviet Union, can happen in Russia, happens in communist China, happened in Cambodia under Pol Pot, has happened under other totalitarian regimes. That has never happened in American history. You don't tell a church, you can't meet because of my order, and if you don't obey my order, we will permanently close you down and seize your building, your facilities. In fact, I have a story in my stack about China and what they're doing with churches. Well, that was then. This is now. Mayor de Blasio said this last evening. All right, you ready for this? What happened? A prominent Jewish leader in one of the Jewish communities in New York died. They had a funeral. Well, the Jewish community is very, very strict about their Jewish traditions concerning funerals. They're extremely, extremely important to them. And so they defied the social distancing order and so forth, and they had a funeral, a public funeral. Mayor de Blasio ordered the New York Police Department to break up the funeral. If you can imagine that, break up the funeral and arrest anyone who would not comply with his order. As a result, he issued this tweet last evening. I'm going to quote it exactly. Here it is from Mayor de Blasio. My message to the Jewish community and all communities is this simple. The time for warnings has passed. I have instructed the New York Police Department to proceed immediately to summons or even arrest those who gather in large groups. This is about stopping this disease and saving lives, period. He singled out a religious community, but not just any religious community, the Jewish community. Now, can you imagine the absolute total outrage if Bill de Blasio had tweeted, my message to the black community and all communities is this simple, blah, 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 blah. If he had singled out the black community, the outrage would be unspeakable. What if he said, my message to the Muslim community? Well, he would never do that. He would never even think of that. Now, here is a mayor who has been accused. I have no idea whether there's any evidence to it or not. He has been accused on several occasions of being pretty anti-Semitic. And he singles out the Jewish community and says, I am tired of messing with you people. Let me read it to you again. My message to the Jewish community and all communities is this simple. The time for warnings has passed. I have instructed the New York Police Department to proceed immediately to summons or even arrest those who gather in large groups. This is about stopping this disease and saving lives. And then he says, period. This is a totalitarian mayor who is absolutely out of control, and a mayor of one of America's major cities that has no concept of the Constitution whatsoever. Now, Attorney General Barr has issued, I think it was last week or maybe the week before, Attorney General Bill Barr has issued a warning to governors and mayors across the country that they better not violate the constitutional rights of religious communities. I would hope, I would pray that the Justice Department immediately does a full investigation of Mayor de Blasio's orders, his mandates, his tweets, and I would hope that the full force of the federal government would come down on totalitarian mayors like Bill de Blasio and make it very clear. This is the United States of America. Individual states and individual cities are governed by their local ordinances, but the U.S. Constitution supersedes all of them. This is the declaration of a tyrant. Similar to some of the declarations from mayors in Mississippi, Louisville, Kentucky, and governors in states such as Michigan and others. This kind of thing cannot stand. It can't. And once again, he singles out the Jewish community. He would not ever, ever dare single out the Black community or the Muslim community. Jews and Christians, fair game. Mayor de Blasio needs to pay a price for this politically. And I would hope that the people of New York make sure that he does.